Hello and welcome to the IRPP's Interview with the Author series. My guest today is Gordon Cleveland. Dr. Cleveland is an economist at the University of Toronto and one of the authors of the IRPP study, New Evidence About Childcare in Canada, Use Patterns, Affordability, and Quality. Welcome, Dr. Cleveland.
Thank you. Hello.
I'll start by asking you if you could speak to the quality of childcare that's currently available in Canada right now.
Well, it does depend a lot on whether we're talking about regulated or unregulated child care, non-parental child care, and there's big differences. There's big differences even within the regulated types of care. We don't have good information about kindergartens, which we include in regulated child care in this study, but most people think that the quality there is probably better and more consistent. But in regulated child care, nonprofit child care tends to be pretty good on the whole in terms of its effect on the development of children. For-profit child care scores worse, and then unregulated child care scores worse than that. You'd say a lot of it overall centers around sort of a middling level of quality. There's very little that's dangerous for children or extremely problematic for the development of children, and that would be largely in the unregulated category, a portion of that category. But most of it doesn't, a lot of it doesn't develop children in what we would think of as an optimal way.
In what ways would you describe, in what ways is it lacking in the kind of stimulation or?
Yes, stimulation. The training of caregivers is often lower than it should be. The incentives, well, of course, the wages are quite low in a lot of regulated child care, not in kindergartens, but in regulated child care, it's quite low. And so it means you get people who do have lower levels of education than we would probably like than exist in European child care centers, for instance. So, you know, part of our view of quality would say that we should have better trained and often university trained people in child care centers, not all of them, but some university trained people in child care centers that have a good background in early childhood development. And that's somewhat spotty now.
Mm. How different is the situation in Quebec?
In Quebec, there's a huge difference in terms of the availability of child care in Quebec relative to English Canada, and that is reflected in the different use patterns. So something like, I think it's about 70% of children in preschool children in Quebec that have employed mothers are using regulated child care or kindergarten, and that number is substantially lower in Canada, but still fairly high, but at I think it is 42%. But so in terms of the use patterns, there's dramatic differences in between Quebec and English Canada. We don't know quite so much about quality. One of the big problems with child care in this country is that we don't study it very much. Almost all of the data that we have comes from occasional studies of one kind or another. There's two in Quebec on quality that came about because they initiated a big major child care reform back in the late 1990s. So we have two studies on quality from there and one occasional study by a group of university professors in English Canada. And that's really most of the evidence base we have on quality. So if I take that small evidence base, I'd say that quality in Quebec is not, well, it's probably more uniform, but not an awful lot better than the quality in English Canada. That, I would say, is one of the problems with the Quebec child care system. Its quality is not high enough yet. But in terms of availability and affordability, their child care reforms have had major impact.
To what do you attribute the big change in the use of regulated care in Canada between the mid-90s and 2004-2005 in that 10-year period?
Well, there's been an enormous amount of government activity, for sure, which has both encouraged parents to look again at regulated care and has encouraged the use of it. But it really has been that I guess the profile or the attitudes of individuals towards what their children need when they are young has been dramatically influenced by people like Fraser Mustard by Jim Heckman, a Nobel Prize-winning economist, by findings about the effects of good quality childcare on children. And better quality childcare does tend to be found more often in regulated types of arrangements. And so parents have, you know, voted with their dollars to put many more of their children in regulated care over time.
In your study, you offer a kind of survey of childcare and all the different kinds. What was the finding that you found most surprising?
Well, the most surprising, I think, really was that so many children are using non-parental childcare. It's been the habit in Canada to believe that about half of parents are using non-parental childcare for their children, and about half are using parental childcare. That came out of some work from Statistics Canada a few years ago. But we went back and analyzed those data, we think correctly, and found that the numbers for employed and studying mothers are dramatically different than that. And in fact, about 70% of the preschool children of employed and studying mothers are currently using non-parental childcare. And if we define kindergarten to be a type of non-parental childcare, because it's fairly close substitute in some ways, then in fact that number runs up to 80%. So 80% of all the children of employed and studying mothers are currently using non-parental childcare. Well, that's a very different picture of the world than the one that many people have in their heads right now.
What implications, in your view, what implications do you think there are for employed mothers? Does a lack of access and affordability have an impact on women's career choices?
It certainly does, and there's lots of evidence of that. And there's lots of evidence in our study that affordability is a big problem. The current amounts that parents are spending, this comes from the Survey of Household Spending in Canada from 2005, but the average amount spent by those who are purchasing childcare is $4,500 per year. And for families in which there's a mother employed full-time and full-year, it's nearly $7,000, $6,900. Those are very big numbers, and they amount to, on average, just about 20% of the mother's income going towards paying for childcare services. Well, that is a big problem in terms of affordability. And it turns out, and again, there's good evidence on this, that the amount of expenditure that families feel that they can afford is very closely related to what the mother will earn. Mm-hmm. And they won't go very much, you know, those two are very closely related. So if the mother's earning less, they'll want to spend less. If the mother's earning more, the family will in general be willing to spend more. But that means that there is a serious problem of affordability in relation to mothers, and it dramatically impacts the decisions they make, whether they should enter the labor force at all, but also all kinds of decisions about what kinds of child care they can afford to use. And the danger, of course, is that families will be making compromises about quality because of the difficulty of affording good quality care. So we see that as a really central problem emerging from these data, that it's the affordability of good quality child care services. There's enormous public interest in our families being able to afford good quality, and since so many families are using non-parental child care right now, it's of enormous public interest that good quality is used as much as is possible, and so the affordability problem is a very serious policy problem.
What kinds of policy recommendations would you make?
Well, we considered a bunch of different ways in which governments could affect affordability and quality, and ended up recommending that direct money provided to child care facilities and linked to the provision of higher quality care was what was important. It's important for the government to be able to make those services available to families so that good quality child care, regulated child care, is one of the options that's available in most communities across the country. And to try and make that the access to that good quality more affordable for families than it currently is. Now, families will differ in the ability to afford quality and afford child care at all. And of course, you know, there'll be lower income families and families with low income mothers that may have more severe affordability problems. So the government may want to choose how to deliver access. But we thought direct assistance provided to child care facilities was very important. But on top of that, we wanted to recognize that it's not only the use of non-parental child care that families are interested in, but also the use of parental child care. And most families use a mix of the two of them. And so one of the options, one of the ideas that is very attractive is making existing maternity and parental leave more flexible than it currently is. The Swedish parental leave system is one in which parental leave can be used over the first 8 years of a child's life. And many families, what they do is they save a part of their parental leave to be able to perhaps reduce their working hours each week over some period of the child's life, or save time to be able to use if children are sick or need extra help at a certain point in time, and they'll take parental leave over, you know, the first years of a child's life. And flexibility like that, as well as issues of improving the access to maternity and parental leave, for instance, for self-employed mothers and fathers, these are good alternatives to improve the ability to provide parental care when children are young.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for your time today, Dr. Cleveland.
Thank you.
Gordon Cleveland is an economist at the University of Toronto and one of the authors of the IRPP study, New Evidence About Child Care in Canada, Youth Patterns, Affordability, and Quality.